7:20:22. Good evening, Stu Crew. Let's go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
No.
This is God's platform. And
that's
all
right.
Glory be to God Almighty. All day, every day, praise Jesus. Thank you, God, for this platform of truth, exposure, and accountability. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why?
Instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere.
Take your seats, please.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, July 20th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. One of the key messages on this program is that nobody is riding into the rescue to save this country. You can't just trust the plan. We have to be the plan. We're the ones that have to step up and take action. We have to be the ones who fight for change in our communities. We have to be the ones who take back political offices. We have to be the ones to protect our future elections from fraud. We have to be the ones who abolish any form of government that is oppressive to your individual liberties and to your freedoms. To your God-given, inalienable constitutional rights. We have to be the ones who call out evil in this country and then, as commanded, pick up the sword to fight to destroy it. And we have to do it everywhere. If you believe in the construct of red and blue states and conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Democrats, just know that it's all fake. But according to the arbitrary, imaginary red and blue state borders, it's obvious that we need to do all of this in red states and especially in purple ones, but it matters everywhere. We have to fight everywhere, even in states like New York. It matters. For those of us that live throughout the rest of the country, it's tempting to just write states like New York off. Oh, it's just a blue state hellhole. Anybody who decides to stay there deserves to get what they get. But that's the wrong attitude. Along with California, New York is a testing ground for the modern communist dystopia. New York is the country's largest and richest city. It holds a lot of power. And they're determined to exert it. This is the state where they're experimenting in how to destroy the rule of law, to usher in complete totalitarianism and annihilate the constitutional rights of American citizens. And we're not just talking about their insane COVID restrictions. New York is also a state at war right now with the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court, as we just celebrated, just struck down their law blocking people from getting handgun permits. So what did the state do? They immediately went and passed even stricter gun laws, daring the courts to do anything to stop them. And of course, New York has also been fighting a lawsuit for 2 years attempting to forcibly dissolve the NRA. Now, I mean, listen, the NRA has plenty of problems with corruption and everything else, but make no mistake, if New York can destroy the NRA entirely because of what it advocates, that is a blow to both the First and Second Amendments. We can't allow it. Because what New York can get away with will eventually be copied in every blue state. And then, of course, nationwide. So the Empire State matters. If we can slow down the enemy there, or better yet, if we can beat them outright in New York, then we can protect the entire country as well. Bobby Ann Flower Cox is one of those people who's becoming the change that we need. Bobby Ann is a lawyer who just won an historic lawsuit in New York to prevent them from sending people to quarantine camps. very quietly. Governor Hochul is fighting to send people to quarantine camps. Did you hear about that on Fox? Mm-mm. Bobby Ann has been an attorney in New York for close to 25 years. In her latest case, she represented a group of New York citizens and lawmakers named Uniting New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul's Department of Health imposed a draconian and completely illegal regulation dubbed the Isolation and Quarantine Procedures, which allowed the government to force people into isolation. It even went so far as to say they were allowed to kidnap people for quarantine without even having proof that a person was sick. There was no age restriction. They could take your kids. They could take you. They could take your mother and father. They could take your grandparents. And they could do it for as long as they wanted and at a location of their choice. It could be at your home. They could put you on mandatory house arrest under the threat of imprisonment, or they could ship you directly to a detention center 200 miles away if they wanted. This is happening. This is as illegal as it gets. If the government can kidnap you for as long as it wants, without any proof that you've done anything wrong, without any due process, without any criminal offense, without any proof that you're a danger to anyone, if they can do that, you have no freedoms at all. You live in a totalitarian state. So Bobby Ann led the lawsuit against this law. And on July 8th, a New York Supreme Court judge, Judge Ronald Pletz, ruled in her favor, striking down this regulation as null and void. But make no mistake, the battle is not over. If you want to learn more about this lawsuit or even get involved with it directly, you can learn more at unitingnys.com. If you want to donate to support their battle, there's a link to their fundraiser below this video as well. Bobby Ann Flower Cox joins us now. Bobby Ann, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu.
So this is real. A lot of people just don't understand how serious this is. A government, if that's what you want to call it, more like a mafia, a mob, a criminal enterprise, has given itself the unilateral authority to track down people that are dissident to their agenda and then force them into isolation with or without their permission. Is that right?
You have it right. Unbelievably enough, Stu, you have it right. So this regulation was promulgated through the Department of Health here in New York State. Kathy Hochul, the governor, and her Department of Health are in the executive branch of government. They cannot make laws. Laws are made by the legislature. So we're talking about separation of powers, three branches of government. And what Kathy Hochul did is she had her Department of Health create this regulation. And number one, like you said, they could pick and choose who they wanted to lock up or lock down. Number two, they didn't even have to prove you were sick. They didn't have to prove anything. They could just say, well, we think maybe you were exposed to a communicable disease. So right there, that opens the door to a whole host of abuse possibilities by the government. There was no age restriction, so they could take you, they could take your child, they could take your grandchild. There was no time restriction, so they could do this and hold you indefinitely or lock you down in your house indefinitely. Literally, there was no restriction on this power, and they gave it to themselves. They literally made the regulation and passed it through the Department of Health. It didn't have to go through the legislature. The voters didn't have to vote on it. It was completely done unilaterally. So the lawsuit that I brought is all about separation of powers. You don't, Kathy Hochul, Department of Health, you don't have the power to do this. If the legislature wants to pass a law that says that they can forcibly isolate or quarantine New Yorkers, the legislature has to do that. You can't do it on your own. You're in the executive branch of government. You're supposed to enforce the laws that are passed by the legislature. So we saw a complete breakdown of separation of powers, complete violation of the Constitution. That regulation did not have one due process protection. And by due process, for anybody that's not sure what that means, due process, it means that there are protections built into a regulation or built into a law to make sure that the government doesn't overreach or the government doesn't abuse the power that they've been given. And this regulation had no protections for the citizens at all. So it is just a fantastic win that we got this decision. This ruling is fabulous because it is telling the governor and the Department of Health, you can't do this.
And more so, it's sending a message to the federal government and it's sending a message to the other states as well.
Absolutely.
Fabienne, you mentioned the Constitution. The arrogance with which this tyrannical criminal enterprise in New York is operating, and quite frankly, throughout the entire country, in states, in all 50 states, actually, and the federal government, it's all fake. This is a tyrannical, out of control, rogue mafia crime syndicate posing as a government and acting against the will of the majority of Americans behind their backs, trampling all over, shredding the Constitution right in front of people's faces. Thank God that you found a reasonable judge who still operates based on the Constitution. How important is it that we have judges that understand, look, I can rule with the law? And how few and far between are these judges across the country right now? By and large, the population is growing very frustrated when you talk about election fraud and COVID restrictions and mandates, the unconstitutional masking of our kids. I mean, there's just so many things right now that are going on in this country, and it just seems like the courts are turning a blind eye to it, all of it.
It is so important that we have the right judges. It is crucial because here in New York State, I know it's different from state to state, but here in New York State, we do elect our judges. The highest court, which is the Court of Appeals, those are appointed judges and the appellate division. But at the base level, the trial court level, we do elect our judges.
Do you really think that they're elected? I mean, I have a really tough time digesting, this quote unquote democratic election process in this country at this point anymore. I don't know. I mean, I really don't think anybody is elected anymore. I think that they're all selected. Do you disagree with that?
Well, election integrity is near and dear to my heart. I feel that everything that we've been doing to work to preserve the Constitution, preserve our rights, it all hinges on election integrity. And it's up to the people to stand up and say, you know what? We want change, because what the Constitution says is that each state government gets to determine how your elections are run. So what we need to do is get those state governments. So the New York State, and for example, in New York State, the New York State senators, the New York State Assembly members, we need to make sure we're electing people in there that are going to make our laws regarding elections cleaner, sturdier, and so that you can't have fraud, right? You can't broaden mail-in voting. If you make that more broad, if you loosen the restrictions, you're going to have a big problem, because you see that there's a handful of states in the country that do this universal mail voting, which is not absentee ballot voting. That's different. Absentee ballot voting is when you are you're registered, you're on the roll, you ask for your ballot, they mail you your ballot, and then you vote. Universal mail-in voting is they just automatically send out ballots all over the place to anybody that's on the roll. But you have people that have died, their name is still on the roll. People that have moved, their name is still on the roll. You know, if you have these dirty registration rolls, and you're just automatically mailing out ballots to all these names, people that have moved, died, don't live there anymore, don't want to vote anymore, you're opening it up to fraud.
It's all fraudulent. It's all fake. 100% of it. And you're right. The people need to rise up. The Constitution of the country, as well as in New York State and every other state, inherently gives the people the power to instruct their representatives. And if at any time there is a form of government that is oppressive to their liberty, to their free movement, to their freedom, to their happiness, of the God-given rights that they are afforded just by living in any state in this union, as all men are created equal under the common law, you would be derelict in your duty to not remove these representatives, to assemble peacefully as a people and dissolve or abolish that form of government that is oppressive and install a new form of government that is representative of the people. I don't know what that looks like right now. But at this point, we're running out of political options. In every state across this country, it has nothing to do with the arbitrary, imaginary, fake construct of red and blue states, or conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Democrats. It's all fake, meant to divide people because they divide and conquer. This quarantine thing, this is really difficult to digest. Is this happening in other states? Are you aware of other states where tyrannical, out-of-control dictators like Hochul are looking to implement the same policies?
I am not aware of any other state right now in our country that has a regulation like this. That doesn't mean that they're not considering it, or perhaps they do have it and the people of the state don't know about it because, you know, this is a big secret in New York. I mean, Governor Hochul kept this very quiet, and now they're appealing this decision. You know,
what?
They have come out to say they are going to appeal this decision. Governor Hochul and the Attorney General, Letitia James, are going to appeal this decision and try and overturn the judge's ruling, saying that what they did was unconstitutional and struck it down as invalid. They're actually now fighting. They're using taxpayer dollars to fight an appeal and try to overturn this. So right there, I mean, people need to realize that fighting an appeal to try and overturn this decision means that they have no regard for the Constitution. They don't care what the Constitution says. Yeah. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, even if it's completely illegal, unconstitutional, and even if a judge in the New York State Supreme Court has already struck it down, they don't care. They want to appeal it.
The mob boss, Andrew Cuomo, this mafia guy, sent tens of thousands of innocent geriatrics to their certain death, knowing exactly what was going to happen, just to drive up the death numbers, to perpetuate the fear, to force people to these injections that have been proven to be dangerous and deadly and are by every definition not a vaccine, but more so a bioweapon intentionally designed to maim, handicap, incapacitate, sterilize, and kill people. And they're doing their job, the intended consequences, not the side effects. Cuomo knew that. He knew what he was doing. So in turn, you have Hochul, who's even worse. And now, using taxpayer dollars, your money in New York, to appeal a decision made by a judge that judge said rightfully, we can't just go around and kidnapping people as a government and quarantining them at no age restriction, hundreds of miles away, in detention centers, at their home, house arrest, without any evidence that they're a threat to the community in any way, shape, or form. I mean, people go to foreign countries, Bobby Ann, and they contract diseases and they come back here. Those people aren't rounded up and jailed. I mean, these people aren't lepers. People get sick. That happens. You don't jail sick people. But this woman, Hochul, who in their right mind would ever, ever support that? My answer, it's a rhetorical question, is no, nobody would. So that is where you have to look at the election process and take it very seriously. And I'll be watching very closely as well. Because is it your opinion, Bobby Ann, that the majority of people in New York State would vote for a person that can arbitrarily, unilaterally instruct law enforcement, Gestapo, the strong-arm brown shirts, to go and round people up and throw them in prison camps? Who would vote for that?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, there was a proposed law by a Democrat New York Assemblyman, Nick Perry, for 7 years, starting in 2015 through 2021, so through the height of the pandemic, he was actually proposing a law that was very similar to this regulation, and nobody in the New York State Assembly would back it. Nobody. He had not one person, one other New York State lawmaker, whether in the Assembly or in the Senate, nobody backed him. The Senate never had a sister bill. It was actually publicly denounced by the head of the Assembly Health Committee, who was also a Democrat. So we already know that the New York State legislators, the senators, and the Assembly members do not want to have a law like this.
Okay, so I've got like 2 minutes left here, and this is really important. Across the rest of the country, it may not be as bad as quarantine camps yet. It will get there. There's no doubt this thing is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But there are laws or regulations or, you know, bills that have been signed through past executive orders that are unconstitutional to the people. They're oppressive to their rights. You have a lawsuit that was successful in New York, for God's sake, of all places. So it most certainly should be successful in other places as well. Other attorneys that are looking to take this up and challenge the government, that out of control crime syndicate, can they go to unitingnys.com and see that lawsuit, that they can use it?
Yes, we have a web page set up, unitingnys.com/lawsuit. It has a link to the regulation, a link to the judge's decision. It has videos, it has flyers, press releases. It has a lot of information. So people can start there. I have a Substack. People could follow me on Substack. It's attorneycox.substack.com. And if other attorneys in other states, I've even gotten other country attorneys from other countries reaching out to me now. If other attorneys in other states want to have help, want to have some sort of guidance, how did you do it? I want to try this and try that. Reach out to me, because I am happy to share the lawsuit. I'm happy to talk to you. We have got to all work together to stop the tyranny. The Constitution is a brilliant document. Our founding fathers came from tyranny, and they wrote that Constitution so that they would hopefully prohibit any sort of tyranny from ever happening here again. But here we are, almost 250 years later, battling tyranny.
They knew it would happen. They knew the tyrants would be here.
We have to preserve the Constitution.
Yep. And they knew that the tyrants would be here someday. And look, boom, here they are. Bobby Ann Cox, or Bobby Ann Flower Cox, it gets long. For you stepping up and for you being the change and for you being the fight that this country needs, thank you very much. And attorneys out there, take this very seriously. And thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course, anytime. These people are fighting for complete control. They are fighting to steal and crush your individual liberties and your freedom. They are fighting to steal and traffic or irreparably damage your kids. They are fighting to kill you. If you stand in their way, they will jail you. And they're fighting to steal your money to accomplish all of it. Taxpayer-funded appeals to put people into quarantine. That is not a government that is representative of the people. And they'll steal it from your retirement accounts. They're already bankrupting Social Security to fund $29.9 billion every year to Child Protective Services, the country's largest child trafficking operation. They'll come after your retirement accounts. Protect it with gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. is helping people, a lot of people, to protect their retirement and savings account. If you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, in your 401k, in your savings, ready for retirement, you're at imminent risk of having that money taken. $40 billion to Ukraine, $65 billion. How many hundreds of billions will it be? Without your permission, don't you dare ask any questions. Well, don't ask any questions now. The answer is Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, call them 855-706-GOLD. Nobody in the fake press is going to report on that last story. Nobody in the fake propaganda arm, the brainwashing operation of mainstream media, nobody is going to touch that last story. Should be story number one all over the place. Governor Kathy Hochul in New York State using taxpayer dollars, your money to fight, to appeal a case that a judge rightly ruled was unconstitutional so that she can throw you into a quarantine camp without proving that you're sick or that you've done anything wrong. She can throw you in a detention center or put you on house arrest, no age restrictions, and for as long as she wants to. The people of New York better rise up right now. Nobody even knew about that. Trampling all over your God-given, inherent, inalienable constitutional rights. Somebody who's been fighting all along is Dr. Jane Ruby. She joins us now for Ask Dr. Jane. If you want to get your questions in, go to Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby, t.me/drjaneruby. Of course, it's powered by MyPillow.com, the patriot Mike Lindell over there. MyStore.com as well, all American-made products. Use promo code STU when you're shopping over there. First question for you, Dr. Jane, comes from Ludo Casali. Do you think that under another president like Trump or DeSantis, NIH will be halted in funding gain-of-function research through EcoHealth Alliance or through other no-profit so-called organizations?
Yeah, you know, we can only hope. right? I don't hear either of those two men or very many other politicians really talking about the situation in its reality.
No,
right?
They're pushing the shots. That's what they're doing. So that should be evidence in and of itself.
Governor
is still
DeSantis,
pushing the shots.
Right. Governor DeSantis, a little bit less. I mean, he's got a couple of things that he's done.
No. Red line. Stop. Anybody worth their salt is going to come out and say these shots are dangerous and they are deadly and they are a bioweapon and they are designed to incapacitate or sterilize or make you infertile or kill you. Period. Red line.
Totally
no
right.
Tolerance
totally right.
For, no,
you're right.
Even a little bit less, he's pushing them. No. They're fake. They're not doing the job. They're not standing by the American people. And no, I'll answer this question. I have no confidence that Donald Trump or DeSantis or any one of these fake politicians getting along to go along, going along to get along constructs is going to fight any of this. How about if we just move on to the next question?
I cheer that. You're absolutely right.
No. And the NIH needs to be torn down completely. And everybody involved with these shots should be arrested and prosecuted. And the entire supply of these shots should be incinerated off the face of the planet. Rossi Roskow says, hi, Dr. Jane, please help. If the jab changes your DNA, it will show in your offspring. Is this true? What are the signs? Regards, Marius.
Yeah, there have been a number of
reports. Rossi Roskow. Okay, but Marius, whatever. Go ahead.
Great name. Yes. Great collection of names. There have been a number of experts, including Dr. Daniel Nagasi, who we've had on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and I've spoken to many times, who is convinced and shows the proof that the human genome is now poisoned. That's his word, not mine. It's permanently changed. And it will probably change further. And you want to catch the show tonight because we have Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen from the UK, who now has proof positive that the unjabbed are, through the shedding, are not only taking in graphene and spike proteins, but the self-assembling nanoparticles are active. If you want to find out if you're in as much danger as the jab, watch the show tonight. But getting back to the DNA, Dr. Nagasi says that the DNA of the jabbed is permanently changed. What that means for future generations, I don't know. But he discusses something called recombinant DNA, which is a process by which, you know, in life, the gene pool is shuffled around so that we don't have too much similarity. And so what he predicts is going to happen is for jabbed people, if they are lucky enough to procreate, unlucky for the rest of the world, they are sending offspring into the world that may be silent in terms of manifestations, illnesses, death for a generation, but they will pass it on and it will keep going on and on and on. And Stu, that's the diabolical nature of this whole thing.
Yeah. More on that tonight on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following this broadcast. Darcy Erdman, do you believe that they will eventually force us all to get these shots and how will they go about it?
Well, the way this question has been posed is that you're just going to, and I know you probably didn't intend this, but it sounds like, well, how are they going to do it? I'm not going to let them get to that point, Stu. We are not going to let them get to that point. No, not in America. They are not going to hold people down in the street and inject them. And we're not going to contemplate how they're going to approach it and do it. We're going to stop it now. That's what, you know, you originally said in the beginning of this, Stu. We're going to stop it now. We're going to draw the red line and stop.
The people need to rise up.
Totally.
And be obedient to their instructions from our founding fathers,
right,
who say that any form of government that is oppressive to the people shall be abolished, that you shall peaceably assemble, and that you should remove them. It doesn't say wait for 2022. It doesn't say wait for 2024. It doesn't say
for the next election.
See how many rallies you can go to or how many yard signs you see for one candidate or the other, because it's all fake.
They want you to wait. They want you to wait for the next election.
That they're going to do away with anyways in the name of we're fighting so many wars. We're fighting a war on COVID. We're fighting a war on pandemics. We're fighting a war on disinformation. We're fighting a war against Russia, a proxy, undeclared war, by the way, but we're still fighting it. And soon probably a civil war. We're fighting too many wars right now. Elections would just be a distraction. So by executive order or congressional edict, we're just going to do away with elections altogether to protect you. And by the way, don't mind the UN. Don't mind the, you know, the little blue helmets coming door to door to take away your guns.
Better not.
Abair, if the shots are changing a person's DNA, what will happen to the data in CODIS? This will open up a whole new can of worms for crime solving.
Yeah, this is a question that I've gotten actually several times from investigators, from former police investigators that specialize in, you know, CODIS and DNA identification. I think it's an excellent question. I don't have the answer to it yet, but I think we need to be looking at that. We need to be doing comparisons pre and post shot to see if something in CODIS changes. Because if you use yourself as a control and you've been jabbed and they test you pre and post, and you come up differently in CODIS, then we have our answer. But I think it's an important question that has to be answered by the experts in that area, because criminals could start being released because, you didn't match the DNA for the crime. And it's because they took the shot and their genome has changed enough to signal or to stop signaling in CODIS.
Criminals are being released already, if anybody hasn't noticed.
Well, why not some more?
Violent rapists and gangbangers and dope dealers who are responsible for getting our male population all hooked up on opioids to sit them in front of televisions or watching porn all day so that they're not thinking about how they can stand up and fight for their country. They are being let out of prison. As a matter of fact, Jared Kushner's jailbreak legislation allowed criminals out of prison. One thing that we got during the Trump administration. Sure. Jennifer Jude.
Sure.
So does every PCR test have Theragrippers or only certain countries? Are you doomed if you had one PCR test and no vaccine? It's not a vaccine, Jennifer. So let me just rephrase the question. Are you doomed if you've had a PCR test but yet have not been injected with the bioweapon?
We don't know, because Stu, just like the vials have different things in them and different combinations on any given day that someone is injected, so too are these swabs. And this brings me to a point that I want to make. Right now, people are getting summer colds and flus, Stu. People that understand the hoax situation, everything you have laid out for the last year that you and I have talked about. And what are they doing? Oh, well, he's out with COVID this week. Oh, I got sick last week and I think I had COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. Stop. Stop testing. Stop thinking everything is COVID. Stop. Otherwise, you are all perpetuating this hoax. And I'm telling you, Stu, Marburg scares are coming down the pipe. And these people are going to cave like jelly if they don't get a grip now and stop testing and stop declaring that they have COVID.
And then running to the emergency room to get injected. And get remdesivir, get hooked up to a ventilator and die. They walk
Don't
in under their own
what's...
horsepower. They go in there under their own horsepower and they end up dead just days later.
Yeah, don't worry about what's on the tip of the swabs. Don't take the swab. Don't get a test. There is no validated diagnostic test on the planet for any flu. So stop testing.
Attention, please. The entire power grab, the fake pandemic, the entire overthrow of sovereign governments around the world is based on a fraudulent test.
Yes, amen. Amen, Stu.
Stop it. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you. If you want to submit your questions, Dr. Jane Ruby is the Telegram channel at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's all powered by MyPillow.com. And remember that you can use promo code Stu at MyStore.com. MyStore.com has all different kinds of products that you won't find just exclusively at MyPillow.com, including the new My Coffee. Promo code Stu applies over there as well for discounts as big as 67%. These are 100% American-made products. Coming up next, David Summerall. God bless these people. Speaking of truth, the truth about January 6th. New documentaries coming. The truth has to be exposed, and it's coming up next on The Stu Peters Show. Go nowhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. They've canceled culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters Show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Get the right types and the appropriate amount of magnesium in your body. If you listen to your coworkers, if you listen to the people that you go to church with, if you listen to your friends and your relatives and your neighbors and you ask them, are you dealing with enhanced stress and anxiety? Are you battling sleepless nights? A lot of them will say yes. 75% of the country suffers from a magnesium deficiency. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters has the answer. Magnesium Breakthrough, the right types and the appropriate amounts of magnesium to combat sleepless nights and low mood and stress and anxiety and depression. All of the things that lead to an early grave. You have to get restful sleep. You have to combat the stress and anxiety. Who's not dealing with that right now? Processing all of this information, you need the magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Be better for your family. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. And when you use Stu Peters 10 at checkout, you'll get 10% off plus free shipping at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. David Summerall has been one of the great American heroes in the year and a half since January 6th, fighting to defend and liberate the political prisoners. Yes, the POWs, prisoners of war, being held on U.S. soil in the gulag in D.C. It's happening in America. David founded StopHate.com, which hosts a huge amount of his work on behalf of the January 6th prisoners. It includes his documentary, Writing History. If you have not seen Writing History, StopHate.com. It exposes the entire sham insurrection narrative. There was no insurrection on January 6th. As we know, the real insurrection occurred on November 3rd of 2020, when a coup took place in this country, ushering in a totalitarian fake regime. StopHate.com includes links to donate to their legal funds, addresses to send prisoners supportive mail, videos recorded inside of the gulag, ways to contact your senators and representatives, and a Freedom of Information Act guide for demanding government documents, which you should do. And now StopHate has done it again. At StopHate.com right now, a brand new documentary about this political purge named Bloody Hill, The Seven Abominations of January 6th. It just came out on Monday. We urge all of you to check it out as soon as you can. And David Summerall joins us now. David, thank you so much for everything that you have done, for refusing to stop fighting, and thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Stu, I appreciate it, man. You're right there beside me. I can't thank you enough for all you do to get the message out there to the bigger audience. I mean, we do everything we can. You know the censorship, you know where we are in the country, and it's going to take people like us that just won't quit. And man, I'm honored to help these J6ers. These are my heroes, man. I'm honored to know them, to get phone calls from them, and to work with their families. And you know, this is the mission that we're called for. We were born for a time such as this. You've heard it 100 times. People need to think about where they are in that picture right now and step in and take the action necessary to save this country. It couldn't be any more serious.
Well, the fake press, the propaganda arm for this totalitarian regime, the aforementioned fake government, the criminal enterprise that's out of control, ushering in full communism, will refuse to talk about the truth about January 6th. They touch on it, talking about agent provocateurs sprinkled in amongst the crowd. But this entire thing was a fake Fed setup, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much proof, you know, over and over. We're seeing it. We're bringing it out. People are realizing, I think we've had a real change of public perception over the last couple of months. And I think the giant's on his heels. We just need to keep pushing and knock them on their backside and move in for the finish. But I'm telling you, it's a matter of their fairy tale that they're trying to put through this unselect committee. And the timestamps are off by hours. They're partial statements, they're partial videos, and the public is not responding favorably to their fairy tale they're trying to put in front of the public. It's just not working well for them.
Bloody Hill, The Seven Abominations of January 6th. What can our viewers expect to see after this program is done? They're all going to rush over to StopHate.com to watch this thing. What are they going to see?
They're going to see what happened on January 6th in a whole new way. We have a conversational interview with Juan O'Savin, Trennis Evans. You had them on the show not too long ago. Myself, and then we take all the footage from January 6th that we've accumulated and researched at StopHate.com, and we put it all into this video for people to see the real story, the setup. It's not chronological like Writing History. It's not in order like that. This is something that just carries on a conversation about what's going on behind the scenes and the setup and the government, and it really touches a lot more than people will expect, and how it ties into history as well. So I think it'll be an educational process for people. Have your tissues ready. This is as real as it gets. We show what you haven't seen that you won't see on mainstream media. And this is the truth about January 6th. And that's why we call it Bloody Hill. You know, they try to put the deaths and the violence on us. And it was actually the Capitol Metro Police that did all the killing that day. We didn't go for that. And we didn't fall for that. And this movie really goes into the fact of where are we going to be if we take the bait? You know, in other words, we don't want a civil war. And that's what the powers that be want us fighting left and right in this January 6th is the division. It's the dividing line for the people that we can't recover from, can't go back from if we can't get past it and know the truth about what happened and who was actually in charge.
There is not a more comprehensive site regarding January 6th than stophate.com. I mean, thank you for putting that together. It's unbelievable, actually, the amount of work that you have done. I don't know when you sleep, actually, but you're right. This whole thing is a fake construct meant to divide people. And it's meant to divide people based on lies, nothing but lies. The lies that go along with COVID, the lies that go along with the war, the events leading up to the war, the actual events of the war. All of this goes together. The lies about COVID-19, the lies about the injections being called safe and effective vaccines that are actually dangerous and deadly bioweapons, the lies about January 6th, the lies about masks, the lies about elections. All of it is a lie. It's all fake constructs meant to divide and to conquer. But if people know the truth, if people are willing to go to stophate.com, if people are willing to actually sit down with an objective and open mind and view Bloody Hill, do you think that the people of this country, by and large, are mentally capable of actually saying, you know, I was wrong about this? Yes, I was trusting my media, my press. Yes, I have been misled for decades, probably for my entire life. Yes, this is all fake. Do you think that their people here are strong enough to actually admit that they have been misled and then get on the side of the team that needs to do something about this, which is the patriot side, the real American freedomist side?
Well, we've seen through history, it's not the majority that gets these things done. It's the majority. It's the small group. It's the leaders. And that's who we're looking for.
That's right.
And, you know, I pray that the public understands it. I pray that it reaches both sides of the aisle. This is not a partisan issue at this point. It's the people against the government. The government is doing this to everyone. We're just first. So we really want to convey that to people. I try to do my best in this film. And to be honest with you, brother, I get really emotional in it because it's that real to me. And I think that, you know, people will see that. I hope they can identify with that. I'm just trying to represent, you know, how we feel this far in the game. What's going on with the J6ers and their families and the persecution, prosecution, you know, the lies and deceit and the destruction of the family is horrible. And when people understand this government, they either don't know and they're too dumb and old and need to be gone, or they're in on it. There's no other middle ground. You can't not know what's happening. So you're complicit to murders, to death, to conspiracy, to cover up. All these things are the truth, and we can prove them at stophate.com. So people, I pray that they wake up. I pray that they understand who the enemy is. It's not each other. It's not the left and right. We're pitted against each other in these battles, in these political, everything has been politicized to drive that division between us. So the left and the right won't see eye to eye about anything. It's time that we realize who's in charge of that fight, who's making us fight each other and do something about it as a people. That's my prayer.
Man. And I pray that your prayer is answered because it was a beautiful prayer. David Summerall, stophate.com. We encourage everybody to go over there. Thank you, brother, for everything that you have done. We really appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for having me. God bless you, brother.
And they're not going to stop unless they're stopped. I'm telling you right now, this is continuing. These sham elections, these fake elections, they are stealing elections. Shekinah Hollinsworth had her primary stolen from her last night. She's coming up next. Go nowhere. The Stu Peters Show continues on the other side. Don't worry. EarthEchoFoods.com right now, EarthEchoFoods.com, because I know you love chocolate. I know you feel guilty when you eat chocolate. You think, oh my gosh, I'm going to get so fat. I'm not going to fit in my bathing suit this summer. Not true. Oh my gosh, I'm going to break out. Oily skin. Oh my gosh, I can't eat chocolate. It's just not good for my health. Not true. EarthEchoFoods.com. They start with organic cocoa beans, sun-kissed, so that they maintain their health benefits. Then they combine them with turmeric and MCT oil and salt and pepper. Oh my gosh, it's just so good. Absolutely amazing. And it makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Yes, actually good for your health. Guilt-free, smooth, decadent, and creamy chocolate in one drink will actually reduce inflammation and make you feel the best ever. Good for you. Chocolate. It goes with keto, paleo, all of the newfangled stuff. If you're a vegetarian, no problem. Nothing in there that's going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. Go to earthecofoods.com right now. Again, earthecofoods.com.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Yesterday was primary night in Maryland. You might think that state is so blue that they might not bother with fraud and shady tactics, but you'd be very wrong. And besides, how do you think it got that blue in the first place? Shekinah Hollingsworth was an America First candidate running for the state house in Hartford County, just northeast of Baltimore. 24 hours before the primary election, at the most critical time in her race, Facebook banned Shekinah's account for a two-week-old post that she made about rhino hunting. That's it. We have her post right in front of us. Here's what it says, verbatim, quote, "It's rhino hunting season, and we're taking all of them as trophies," unquote. Then below that, there's text calling for replacing Dirk Hare as the Maryland GOP chairman. In response, Facebook said that, quote, "This post goes against our community standards on violence and incitement," and shut Hollingsworth down. Meanwhile, Rhino Governor Larry Hogan has announced that Maryland won't even start counting mail-in ballots for this primary until Thursday. And then who knows how long they'll take to do it. They're openly saying that we won't know the results of an election until next week. It's insane. This is the crap that you see in shoddy Latin American banana republics or post-Soviet kleptocracies. In real democracies and in serious countries, you count all the votes right away. It's not hard. That's how you make it hard to steal a race. That's what we did here for ages. Now we're acting like it's impossible. It's not. They just know that a quick count is a fair one. So sadly, it looks like they're going to all out make sure Shekinah doesn't get her shot in the Maryland House. They want only a certain type of Republican to be allowed there. Republicans like Larry Hogan, who love tranny bathrooms, men taking over women's sports, and vax mandates for everyone. They want puppets to the New World Order. Fake establishment fossils. Globalist communists is what they want. Posing as Republicans. Do you see? Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. It's all a fake construct. Shekinah Hollingsworth joins us now. Shekinah, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me here again, Sue. Yeah, primary day, this whole election cycle really has been crazy for me. I knew that throwing my hat into this thing was going to be an uphill battle from the start. And for the past year, I've been working on the ground, campaigning harder than all of my opponents put together. And when the polls started coming in from last night, they started counting them at around 9:30. And they count the early ballots first. And I noticed that I was stuck at 8.5% of the vote the entire night. As more and more precincts kept rolling through, that number stayed the same while my opponent's numbers kept gradually increasing. And if you look at the data from my race between party lines, between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's not even proportionate across party lines. I should have at least, if I was going to actually lose, I should have at least finished at 10 or 12%.
Yeah.
So
people make the mistake of thinking that smaller, more local elections are fair. They won't bother meddling in those elections. Why bother stealing those elections? Well, because they know. They know that the down ballot is the most important thing because those at the top are powerless if they have opposition inside of their own party that outnumbers the minority. I mean, that's simple politics 101. No, they did meddle. Facebook shut you down. You were specifically targeted. And it's statistically impossible for a candidate to stay at 8.5% the entire time. It didn't even waver a tenth of a percent. Not possible. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And there was a lot of as I was going around the polls yesterday, there was a lot of discrepancies coming out of counties in Maryland. So in Baltimore and Anne Arundel County, you had Republican voters show up to the polls as registered Republicans. They get there and the election judges go to look them up in the computer system, and they've all of a sudden been switched to unaffiliated and now they can't vote, or they're given provisional ballots that are put into completely different envelopes. And things like that were happening all across the state of Maryland yesterday. So there's definitely meddling in these elections going on. And I think the establishment knows, the establishment Democrats and Republicans know, how dangerous of a candidate I would be had I been fairly elected to the House of Delegates. Because this campaign has shaken up so many things over the past year. We've activated so many young people, young America firsters. I was talking to some college students yesterday who drove up from their colleges to come and vote for me in this election. I know for a fact that the energy on the ground was there for me. And these numbers do not reflect that. And we're going to be investigating that and looking into that and not letting up that we deserve free and fair elections.
Fake elections, fake freedom, full communism. They will not stop cheating until they are stopped. They have found a formula that works. They are silencing dissidents. I'm not going to pretend to be a Republican or even a conservative because I think they're all fake constructs. Because once you acknowledge that you're the opposition to a communist party or to a fake regime, or you oppose stolen elections, no. Now you're lending credibility and actually legitimizing the fact that there is such a thing as a fair election or a Republican or a Democrat. We don't have that. We have a uniparty. We have a totalitarian, lawless regime in every state across the country, at the federal level, at the state level, the county level, the municipal level. All of it is completely fake and corrupt, and people are being installed. We're talking about a state house position here. We're not talking about congressmen and women in the United States House. And so when people can start to wrap their heads around the fact that we have watched liberty and freedom disappear, the communists have shredded the Constitution right in front of our face, only then can we start to affect change. And then how do we do it? Shekinah, what do you think?
Well, we have to start investigating these election boards and really start asking them the heavy questions and keep pressing them. Because the reason why this keeps happening, too, is that a lot of it goes unchecked. Or Republicans, when they show up to the polls and they think that they have to listen to some election judge at that precinct, that they have to put their ballot into some different envelope or something, do not give in to that. You know, you have to know and understand your rights, and you cannot let these people up. Do not give in that ballot to anybody until you know that it's going to be counted properly in the proper stack. Also in the state of Maryland, we're one of the only states that doesn't have a voter ID. In fact, election judges can be criminally liable for asking people to present their ID at the polls. So there are so many laws that aren't present in Maryland to protect our right to having a fair and honest election. So it starts by getting people in the state house and getting people in there. There are a lot of America First candidates that did win their races last night in the state, and I'm very happy for that. So we can start to get the ball rolling on really ensuring that there are laws on the books that protect our elections.
Just the right amount. Just the amount of people that still makes them appear to be out of control by numbers.
Right.
And that is the illusion in the fake construct of a fake democratic constitutional republic or a democracy of sorts that pacifies Americans when they're watching their lying, criminal, complicit, fake mainstream media, because then they can point to the America Firsters that did win and say, look, there's no cheating.
Right.
But yet freeze your vote count. 100% frozen and stagnant. Facebook can silence you. It's criminal. It's wrong. And until we completely abolish this form of government that is oppressive to American people and reinstall, reinvent, rethink the entire bureaucracy and install a government that is representative of the people, we would be insane to think that anything is going to change. I hope that you'll do FOIA requests. I hope that you'll get all of the data from your election. I hope from all of the processes that took place to steal this election away from you. And then I hope that you will lawyer up, and I hope that you will never give up and that you will not go away quietly, but you will be a fighter. And Shekinah Hollingsworth has always been a fighter. So I have no doubt that all of that will take place. Thank you so much for your fight, and thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sue, so much.
Of course, anytime. All right, Stu Crew, you know that we need you to have dominant brains, creativity, focus, drive, aggression, clarity, all of that stuff on demand with the Nootropics brain supplements that you'll find at Nootopia.com. Plus, when you go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters, you'll fill out a personal questionnaire. You'll learn a lot about yourself. The way that you take in and process information, the way that you think is extremely important. Fragmented information is coming at us at lightning speed all day long. Be the best from the minute that you wake up until the minute that you go to bed, plus a relaxation state from Gabalicious, also by Nootopia. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. These supplements are 100% safe, 100% legal, 100% non-addictive, and they put you at your best, which is exactly where we need you. Clarity, drive, focus, control, creativity, all of those things on demand. Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Big announcement. The brand new StuPeters.com is going to give you a mental earthquake. You're going to go nuts. You might just puke, actually. Speaking of happy people puking, I had a bunch of pukers in my inbox today because of Carlos Cortez. Last night, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, you're obviously teaching people a whole lot of great things. They are happy. And I'm telling you, I get nothing but positive feedback. What are you teaching these people?
Well, we got a lot of manipulations ahead of us for 2022. We're going to teach our listeners how to protect their money during this recession, get a recession kit. And more importantly, I think, Stu, they're going to pump up the stock market to make Stupid Face look very good. And so we need to acknowledge those type of manipulations, protect us from the ongoing ever-grabbing tax code. And that's what we're going to be teaching on, how to not pay your taxes on your IRAs legally.
I think everybody should stop paying taxes immediately, altogether. But don't go off my advice. Get a hold of this guy. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save